Now, the rest of the story. In the July 19, 1948 edition of Time magazine, under the heading of National Affairs, under the subheading of Heroes, a heroine, a young woman, then newly awarded the Medal of Freedom, a lady they called Joey. Now, in fact, Joey was Mrs. Josefina Guerrero of Manila, a former society belle in her native country. Remember this, a former society belle. During World War II, Joey was a spy on our side. And I mean she was the best. For all of the secret maps and messages she carried back and forth across enemy lines, she was never once apprehended. Never once even searched. Remember that, never even searched. Now, how Joey was able to achieve that remarkable wartime record is the rest of the story. Josefina Guerrero was the toast of Manila, young, pretty, vivacious. Her husband was a wealthy medical student at Santo Tomas University. Everything was going her way. That was before the war. After the Japanese invaded the Philippines, Josefina joined her friends and other young matrons of Manila. Together they worked to help the internees and the U.S. prisoners of war, bringing them clothing and food and medicine and messages. When the Americans landed on Leyte, Josefina offered to become a spy. She had already gained valuable experience in the Manilan underground. She would be the best spy the Americans ever had, she said. And we, smiling at her youthful enthusiasm, agreed. On her first mission, she mapped the waterfront fortifications of the Japanese and the locations of enemy aircraft batteries. Armed with nothing more than a sketchbook and a pencil, she prowled the restricted areas, recording all that she saw. From Josefina's drawings, American planes were able to pinpoint their targets. The success of this and of subsequent missions earned Josefina the respect of her allies and brought her an affectionate nickname, Joey. Joey, it seemed, could do no wrong in the pursuit of espionage. Because of her conspicuous bravery, many near impossible tasks were accomplished in the line of duty. One mission took her through 56 miles of Japanese encampments and checkpoints and freshly sown minefields with a top-secret map taped to her back. And she trudged those 56 miles on foot. For 3 years, Joey continued her cloak-and-dagger career, and then one day the war was over, and with it ended Joey's job as a spy. A grateful United States War Department awarded her the Medal of Freedom, and with Silver Palm, for having saved untold American lives. Visiting the United States, Joey was presented with a Catholic medallion by Francis Cardinal Spellman for her valorous and heroic actions. But if there is one testimony to her ultimate success in espionage, it was that she lived to tell about it. For you see, Joey, Josefina Guerrero, was never caught, stopped many times by suspicious Japanese, but she was never apprehended. She was never even searched. For Joey had a secret weapon, an unconditional insurance policy to which any other spy would be unlikely to subscribe, an impenetrable barrier, if you will, an unfailing deterrent to those who would detain her or search her. She had an authentic disease. She had leprosy. And now you know the rest of the story.